News Talk 1620, WTAW. William Bounce here from the Bryan Fire Marshal's office, and had a little bit of activity overnight early this morning.
Yes, we did. Over on Wind Ridge, I believe the street was, one of my compadres went out and investigated a fire that started in the HVAC unit. Did do some damage to the roof. People were awakened by the crackling of the wood burning. They got out okay. There was a really good stop put on it, and minimum water damage in the home.
Single family residence. All righty. Other things that are going on.
The registration's open to the public for our up and coming golf tournament. Again, the golf tournament proceeds go to our benevolent fund, which takes care of things like flowers and different stuff for retirees and our active folks that may have family that need some assistance or have things happen in their lives that we can give to. And it goes to the Helping Heroes Burn Foundation. Registration for the golf tournament, if you want to register a team, is golf, G-O-L-F, at local1204.com. And we are still looking for some sponsors. And so I'm encouraging everybody to go to the website, and they can register their teams.
Why don't you go ahead and repeat that website address again?
Golf at local1204.com.
And I'll get that posted on the website when I post the interview as well. So for those who may have missed it, we hope that when you're driving, you're not trying to take down notes as we go along.
We don't
need the fire department's EMS units responding, right?
No, let's not make them any busier. Last week, we had a chance to announce that Lieutenant Greg Pickard has been selected as a 2014 Ray Downey Courage and Valor Award recipient by Fire Engineering Magazine. This award will be presented posthumously to his family at the Fire Department Instructors Conference in Indianapolis, Indiana, on April the 9th. Last year, the FDIC was attended by over 30,000 attendees traveling from 55 countries. This is an extremely prestigious award given to only one person each year who has demonstrated an extraordinary act of courage and valor. He was chosen for his heroic actions during the Knights of Columbus Hall fire and the rescue attempt of Lieutenant Eric Wallace. Firefighters Ricky Manti and Mitch Moran will also be in attendance at the award ceremony. Just to give you a little background on how this award came about, Ray Downey was a deputy chief who lost his life while commanding rescue operations at the World Trade Center attack on September 11, 2001. He was chief of rescue operations and 39-year veteran of the Fire Department of New York. He was the most highly decorated firefighter in the history of New York Fire Department.
And I find an interesting parallel because I recall Greg Pickard's biography included his command activities during the bonfire.
Yes, it did. He had a very full and extraordinary career with us and had been in many command positions on many large-scale incidents.
And also understand the members of Pickard's family will also be in Indianapolis as well.
They will be. His family will be receiving the award posthumously for Greg.
And then something else I noticed on the fire department's Facebook page, a 35-year anniversary being celebrated.
That's right. We congratulate Ricky Van for 35 years of service with us. He is serving right now as our training chief, and that's an assistant chief position under the fire chief. He has served in many different roles with our department, and we congratulate him on making 35 years.
Anything else before we duck out?
I think that's probably about it. Don't forget, if you'd like to play golf, register for our golf tournament. You'll put it on the website.
Yes, sir. I'll put the contact information. Mm-hmm.
GOLF at local1204.com. And if any business people are out there that would like to sponsor a hole, we'd be more than happy to have you as a sponsor. And I think we're looking for a breakfast sponsor as well, for some breakfast food for some of the workers or so on. They can check into that also at that website and get a contact number for somebody who is in the committee that's putting this thing together for our department and can make contact with them.
Tell us the dates again.
The exact date. You'll have to go to the website because I don't have it in front of me.
Okay, I'm going to get local1204.com to get that, and I'll add that to the interview as well. Appreciate the time as always.
Thank you.
William Bouse of the Fire Marshal's Office, and Brian with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.